And I come from a long line of family farmers and have probably spent more of my own life on a family farm than any other endeavor that I've undertaken. And the fact is that you see the pains in the faces of family farmers today, and you see the pain in rural communities, and it really is being driven by two significant factors. The first is that across the country beyond the Gulf Coast, they have been hit by the kinds of natural disasters that have included the drought that Senator Dorgan spoke about, the kind of flooding that he also spoke about, and also have been driven, also have been hit very hard by high fuel costs. So I had a farmer in Burlington, Colorado earlier this year who came up to me and he said that he never thought he would see a day when the cost of 1 gallon of gas would be higher than the cost of one bushel of wheat. And the reason that that occurred was because during the months of August and September, during the middle of the harvest, that's when we started seeing the very high spikes in fuel prices. And so we see across America, as we see that farmers and ranchers are continuing to wither on the vine, family farmers and ranchers continue to wither on the vine because of the much higher cost of production, including fuel costs, and at the same time, prices for their products that have continued to be stable or have continued to decline. And so this effort here to try to provide some emergency assistance to farmers across America is something that was essentially needed, and it was something that should have been done. It was something that there was bipartisan support for coming out of the Senate. It's unfortunate that it was stripping out of the House of Representatives and the conferees who participated in that. And I would go one step further than my colleagues, and I would say this, that I think at the end of the day, it's the White House that should be held accountable for leaving the forgotten America behind. The forgotten America has been left behind, yes, by the Republican leadership of the House of Representatives and the Senate, but it's true as well that those members who were on the conference committee in the House were taking their orders, as they often do, from the White House. And the White House did not want to put this kind of investment in the forgotten America. When you look at the results of the 2004 election, yes, John Kerry lost to George Bush and lost in a significant way out in those rural communities. I think that rural America needs to understand that they are being left behind by this president and by the Republican-led Congress.